Now, on the second show of this year, we reintroduced the Glasgow band The Big Dish, and long-time ROL listeners might remember some of their old tunes. Well, the new one, Miss America, has given them their first UK Top 40 appearance. The album Satellites is out this week. You'll hear a tune from it in just a few minutes, because the band are here, guitars, keyboards, et al., standing by. Stephen Lindsay, lead singer with me now. Stephen, it must have been a very sweet moment when you saw Miss America hit the charts.
Yeah, it was more a relief, actually, than anything else, because having had the two albums out, and I mean, we have had quite a low profile, you know. So, yeah, it was nice. It was great.
What I get out of that track, and also from listening to the album so far, is that, you know, it's a progression, but it's very obviously you still. You know, you can spot who it is from the old stuff, sort of thing. But you have had some lineup changes and stuff, haven't you?
I've always had this policy that, and not so much a policy, but just I've just sort of the band sort of centred around me and Brian, the other guitarist, and people have came and gone, and it's always been that way, you know, for various reasons.
Am I right in thinking that there was a time after the last record and after leaving Virgin where you thought about either, you know, just going solo or just going full stop?
Yeah, I did think about going solo, but it was just for a couple of weeks I thought about it. But Brian was still with me, and it was just a bit confusing at the time, and eventually we thought, well, you know, we really didn't think we'd given The Big Dish its best. It'd been given its best chance, you know, and it seemed a bit of a shame that, you know, we really believed in the records, and we thought, no, I think we should stick at it, you know, and hopefully it'll pay off, you know.
Seems like you've been proved right already.
Yeah,
really.
I hope so.
Yeah. And again, as before, there are definite stories to some of these songs. That's the way it sounds, anyway. Who is Miss America, for instance?
Miss America is just like the kind of the beauty queen syndrome. You know, nobody in particular, nobody that I don't know any beauty queens, unfortunately. And it's just about how ridiculous the whole setup is, you know, and the girls that usually get involved in it aren't, unfortunately, usually that smart and can get sort of manipulated, and all the politics that are involved. It's like going through a tunnel in one end and out the other. And the song's about, you know, like how it starts and how it ends, and it's probably worse off by the end of it. So that's the story, anyway. Well, no.
I mean, your songs have always been influenced by, in some cases anyway, by certain specific things and specific people, haven't they? Uh-huh. A song like Christina's World, which we played on the show, you know, eons ago, had a basis in fact, didn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple of songs around that time that were like, when I wrote them, I was at art school in Glasgow, and these were like, Christina's World was an American painting by Andrew Wyeth.
Good to see you back again, and good to see you in the charts as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's good to be here.
And you've got some music to play.
Yes.